Can Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
The Lucky Dill is the home of the sandwich that ate Brooklyn. Located at 33180 U.S. Highway 19 in Palm Harbor, the Lucky Dill has the longest, bestest happy hour in the Bay. Open 7 days a week from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Visit them online at LuckyDillDeli.com. Don't forget to enjoy a wide variety of drinks at the NYC Bar located inside. Beat inflation. Eat huge sandwiches at the Lucky Dill in Palm Harbor. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
They say it's your birthday, but it's my birthday too, yeah. They say it's your birthday, we're gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
A happy birthday for we got a birthday in the house here. Hang on, let's play it one more time. How about that? How about that?
They say it's your birthday, but it's my birthday too, yeah. They say it's your birthday, we're gonna have a good time.
All right, good afternoon, Tampa Bay.
Hello.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
Back again.
Yes, yes. So how have you been?
I'm doing fine. I heard you were a little under the weather last week. How are you doing now?
I'm doing awesome.
Well, we're happy to see you back here.
No, we are.
Thank you.
We miss your smiling face when you're not here.
We do.
I missed you guys. So how's your week's been?
It's been really good. Business has been really good. I'm really, you know, jazzed about that. There's awesome. A lot of been people in. Today's been slow, but it's been pretty good for the whole month. So that's really...
Yay!
Yes, yay. Yes, yay.
And that is at Red Rooster Antiques.
At 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, Florida, right next to Dan's Fans.
Yep, right across from Home Depot.
And right CJ's there right now. He just closed down.
Oh, you
close at 5. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, I have something that someone wants you to take a look at for them.
I've heard that before.
It's the my graphic artist, actually. She was just telling me about it today. It's a credenza.
Okay.
That previously had a record player in it, but I guess they removed the record player.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I guess it's really old.
Yeah, they did that a lot. They would take them, when the floor radios went out of, you know, style, they would take them out and turn them into bars.
Oh, I see.
Because it was a nice piece of furniture. You don't want to throw out a nice piece of furniture, and that's what they did with them.
Yeah, well, she has a couple other things that she said she's going to bring in for you as well.
Okay. So what's been going on with you?
Well, I am all better.
Well, that's great.
And I've been fighting this traffic, which I said I will never complain about again after COVID. So we are glad the snowbirds are here.
Yes, they're still here.
Yes.
When do people usually go back for holidays around now?
I don't know. I've always noticed like towards the end of May... most of the snowbirds are leaving, but right now I think we also have a lot of maybe spring breakers.
Well, I don't see a huge change in traffic during the summer months here. I thought I would.
No, summer is actually to me a little slower.
But it's still a huge amount of traffic.
Yeah,
here.
Unless you go towards the beach areas, you know, they're pretty busy.
What's
down there.
That? You know, when I moved to Florida, I had this vision that I was going to be at the beach every week, and I haven't been there in months.
Right.
And I know.
You know, I noticed myself as well when I first moved here. I used to go
a lot
all the time, but I haven't even been to the beach in ages at this point, which is crazy because you know what? We live in one of the most beautiful places on the earth.
I know. I think I'm going to determine to go this week.
You know, it's very relaxing. I like to just sit on the beach and listen to the waves and read a book.
Now, what's not so relaxing is some of the bodies of water around here because taking a walk, I'm always, is there going to something just jump out and catch my ankle?
Well, I stay away from the fresh ones because, you know.
Do you?
Well, yeah, because, I don't know, there's alligators here.
Well, I've gone to these parks where they have these kind of like raised walkways. I feel safe on those.
Right. We actually have some beautiful, beautiful parks. I think they have really done a great job on some of the preservations they have here. There's one in Pasco County. It's humongous, and they have one of those raised walkways, and it's gorgeous.
Just, yeah, relaxing.
Yeah, and you can walk all the way down to the water.
You can.
I love your bracelet. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. I just got this bracelet. It's sterling, and it's got two snakes on the design, and it has a little piece of green turquoise, which I like even better than the... I like the blue turquoise, but I like the green turquoise better.
I like the green.
So we get a lot of stuff at the shop. We went to an estate sale, and we bought, I think, close to 500 books.
Oh, wow.
And I had to have them because it was all the classics.
Nice.
So I thought to myself, they probably won't sell fast, but one or two here and there. And I said, while I'm waiting in the store, when it's a slow day, I can read the classics that I've always wanted to because they had all of it. The Three Musketeers and Jane Eyre and all the classics that you know of. So we got those, and a lot of them were leather bound, and they were beautiful.
Oh wow, nice!
So that's a reason you got to come out and see those.
Oh,
I don't know if you're
sure.
An avid reader or not.
I love reading, actually.
Do you?
I do. And you know, I had switched over, of course, as everyone has, I think, to phones and things. But
okay.
You know what? I can't do it anymore. It hurts my eyes after looking at my screen, because I'm in the dark, you know,
you mean
looking
like
at my screen.
What is it, a Kindle?
I do it on my phone.
You do it on my phone, too?
I found this, it's actually the New York Library, and they will allow you, it's basically just like going to a real library, but instead of checking out a real live book you can touch, they let you check them out online. So everybody sort of shares. Like,
okay,
the
is there a finite number of people that can share that online or not?
I guess there is, because you check it out. I mean, it's all free, so you sort of just have to register that you're, you know, using that book or something. I don't know. I'd never seen it before, but during COVID, I noticed it.
And where do you get these?
So you just go to their site. It's the New York. I can't think of the exact site, but it's the New York Library. And if you just type that in, you can go on their site, you register your name or whatever, and you can just, they have all these options. So basically you see what they have available, just like if you were there, and you can say, oh, I want to read this book or that book. So I actually had never, oh my gosh, the 50s, I just forgot the name of the book. He cusses a lot, and...
I'm thinking Travels with Charlie. I don't know.
No, no, no. Oh, gosh, I can't think of it. I'll have to look at it on my phone. But anyways, I never had read it. And it's actually, it's a coming-of-age book from the 50s.
Yeah.
It's very famous. I cannot think of the name of it right
on
now.
On the Road?
No. Oh, my gosh. But anyways, I had been reading that because I had never read it before. It's literally a whole lot of cussing, but it was
a good book.
Yeah, it was a coming of age book, and you can see how like things and kids have changed, you know, over time, and how things that they dealt with back then they don't deal with now.
Yeah, and dress and, you know, infractions about wearing your skirt too high or chewing gum in class. Now it's like carrying submachine guns, probably.
Right.
Terrible. So, do you know what the book is? You're
going
to find out for us. Now I'm interested.
Yes, but I love Jane Eyre. Jane Eyre is a great book.
And that is.
The Three Musketeers, I love that. I love all of the Tom Sawyer books. Like, I read all of those.
Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Mark Twain was a pretty interesting
character. I love Mark Twain.
Samuel Clemens.
Yes. And actually, one of my very favorite books of all time, which I've read several times, is I Love Little Women. I know a lot of people like that book, but
and do you know that she wrote an also book called Little Men?
She did.
Yes. Louisa May Alcott.
Yes, yes. And, up north, I guess that's where I started reading because, you know, when you get snowed in, there's not much else to
do. There's not much to do.
So when you get all that snow, you don't have cable or anything.
And if you have a nice collection of books at home, it's great. I remember being in a doctor's office once, and I had a half of a Reader's Digest, but it was ripped the other way.
So
you could only read the lower half of the bottom. That was pretty interesting.
That's awesome. I love Reader's Digest. I used to read them all the time. My grandma used to collect them.
I don't know. I don't think they're as prolific as they were.
They still are out there.
Yeah.
We do have a caller right now.
Oh, great.
Who's
on? We got Scott on the line.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Sammy. How you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing awesome. So I hear you are having a humongous sale right now.
I am. Liquidation. Downsizing.
All right. So that's Slave Trades. Tell us your address.
Say that again, Sammy.
Tell us your address so people know where to find you.
Yeah, we're at 1698 North Hercules, right at the railroad tracks. We're southwest of the railroad tracks between Drew Street and Sunset Point.
Oh, great, Scott.
1,000 square feet.
Well, definitely want to come down and see you.
For sure. I've been in there. It's like much stuff to look at.
Amazing.
And he's doing some great deals right now, guys, because he's downsizing.
I better get my tail over there and see what he's got.
So tell us about some of the stuff you have and what you have going on.
It's amazing. I mean, I'm really trying to concentrate on the furniture, to be honest with you, Sammy. You know, I've got a lot of really high quality, really nice, like, furniture. The Duncan Fife, I mean, real Duncan Fife couch. I've got an 11-drawer bureau from Pennsylvania House. I mean, it's amazing, the furniture. Lawyers' bookshelves. I've got tables that came from Spain that were made from the guy that used to own Arigato's, Del De Bello. It's got the little plaques on the bottom, all hand-carved. I've got a cross chair that came from Spain. A really nice, like a box spring chair. It's so comfortable. I mean, there's stuff from around the world that people collected all their lives, and it ends up in a place like here.
Unbelievable. You know? Florida. So, it all ends up in Florida, and you can get some beautiful pieces in Florida. More so than a lot of places in the United States.
Everybody who comes through my store just looks at it and says, man, you've got so much really high-quality furniture. It's like one piece after the other after the other after the other. I mean, it's 50 to 100 years old, and it'll last another 50 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's what I'm looking to blow out. I mean, I had a couch that I have in the store for $1,200. I put it down to $500 online.
And it went?
And, I mean, I've had four people buy it, but then once I give them a shipping quote, because you got to strap it, you got to put it on a pallet, you got to put a box on it, they kick out. And so it's like, come on, it's only going to cost you $800 delivered to New York. I was asking $1,295, but they don't seem to want to pay that $300 to ship.
Well, that's where the people that live locally can benefit from this, right?
Exactly, and that's what I'm trying to do, is give really good deals to people that are local in the area that just want a piece of really nice furniture that's going to last them, and I'm going to give it away. I mean, I really truly am.
Well, that's good. Really, that's great, Scott.
Yeah. Yes, and Scott has 15,000 square foot of items.
Everything.
Yeah, you have a massive place compared to. I mean, we have a fairly large place that looks small from the outside, but your place is huge. You have a
great.
It
is. It's like my place. To be honest with you, I don't mean to say it like that, but it's five times bigger than yours.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's
That's
like
right.
You've got a good inventory, but I mean, I don't have any room for anything, and I'm just tired of spending money on rent to store furniture.
It's very expensive, you know, and
I'm not going to do it. I don't care how nice it is. I'm never going to take furniture in again. I'm just going to concentrate on
small
jeweler piece.
So this is the time, if people want to come and see you, Scott, to come and see you. Give us your address again and the name of your business.
The address is area. It's actually 1698 North Hercules, Clearwater, Florida. We're right on Hercules there at the railroad tracks. It's the first building when you pull into the Space Center to your right.
That's great.
Yep,
well,
right in the front.
Hopefully everybody will come out there and see you while you're having this sale, Scott.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
We're here and we're ready to go.
Sounds good.
All right.
And Tammy,
so,
you know what?
What?
You were talking about your grandma.
Yes.
And there's an old saying. I was in an old antique store in Pennsylvania, and I'll never forget it. There was a big sign, and it said, the only person who cares what your grandma had was your grandpa.
That's a good one. That's
true.
A good one.
So
I mean,
true.
It just brought me back to that sign when you said, oh, my grandma. You hear that all the time. Everybody that walks through, it's like, oh, my grandma had this, my grandma had that.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
That's funny things you hear.
Yes. So you guys got to go check out Scott. Tons of furniture, tons of antiques.
I've seen
a lot of his pieces, and he really does have some very quality, beautiful furniture. There's one piece that I just loved. It was Japanese, a little, I don't know. What would you call that? It was
like a table,
but it opened.
Okay, almost like a cabinet.
Oh, it's like that bar. It's like a Japanese bar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I think I've seen those.
Yeah,
beautiful.
They open up, they got the glasses on the side, it opens up where you can store the liquor, and
And who doesn't need a bar?
Right, and you
come down to Florida, you retire,
especially
and,
in this day and age.
That's right.
Yes.
You better be drinking.
Yes, Scott has some really beautiful furniture, and you're going to get it for a steal, guys. Anything you've had your eye on in there before,
now's
go
the time
in
to
and,
go.
And talk deals with Scott right now at Slade Trades.
Thank you, Tammy. Okay. I always appreciate you guys giving me an input.
Oh, no problem,
okay,
Scott.
Great.
Thank you so much,
Scott.
And you have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. You guys have a great show.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
We'll talk to you later.
All righty.
I want to ask him something.
Scott?
Yeah.
Hold on. Brian just walked in. He said he wants to ask you something.
Hello?
The famous Brian Cashclaw, Open Radio Show.
Yeah.
The one and only.
Yeah, you put this thing out. It was, what was it? The things you have there, the love seat with an $1,800 Senti couch, and some of the high bed stuff is all that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the brass beds. Hell, I got three brass beds, all full size, really nice. Somebody's looking for that for decor. You know, quarter sawn tiger oak. Cabinets. I mean, it's. I got a church pew. You know, don't forget like the carousel horse that's cast aluminum that says Coca-Cola.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
Full size. The 8-foot Statue of Liberty that's all cast aluminum. Hell, it'll be here in 200 years.
Right.
Well, there you go. And then if anybody that would know all this stuff who I wish I could go with would be Adam, actually.
Oh, I'll broker some deals with him. No, I'm teasing. Would I'll you, go with you, though, because I want to go see what
hey,
he's
I'm
got.
Hey, I'm waiting for it, would Adam. You really? I really, truly
absolutely.
Am.
I'll go with you.
With
of course
you.
I will.
Okay, that's great. So see that? Some we're going to meet. I'm going to go there with him. Okay, buddy. Anyhow, thanks right, for Brian, being on the
thank
show.
You. Thanks, Scott.
And I got one of the movers already later. Set up, buddy. Okay, so next call.
Leo's on the line, yep.
Hey, Leo, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you today?
Great, 420's coming again.
It is.
Do you know, Leo, yes. Real quick, we did a live radio show. Do you know what happened in front of our, when we did it? Do you remember?
I know, I kind of forget the whole day. If you get what I'm talking about, that day was very hectic for me, and we had a lot of things going on and a lot of smoking going on, too.
Well, there you go. What happened, there was a car accident, like within about 15 feet of us. And you hear the skidding, and like, but the show must go on, right? So even though the car accident happened right there on the corner, what did we do, Tammy?
We talked through it.
Right. Where was this? This was the car show you just did, right?
And so then guess what happens 5 minutes? If you can know the answer, you win a $50 gift certificate. What do you think happened 5 minutes later, Leo?
I'm assuming everybody went back to smoking.
No, the sirens. Like two
oh, that's
or three,
exactly what I thought.
Two or three ambulances showed up. An ambulance, fire trucks. So while this, we're still doing the show, though.
But how did you like talk over that? What did you do? Did you break
to a
commercial?
The mics are pretty good about noise canceling, so it worked out pretty good.
You could hear it. You could hear it. But it was fun. I mean, I hate to say it at someone else's expense, but it added.
But nobody was really hurt.
Everyone was okay.
Well, that's okay.
It's kind of terrible.
It's terrible, but nobody was hurt.
But really, it was great for the show. You know what I mean?
It was like an episode of I Spy or something.
You don't remember that, huh, Leo?
No, I actually don't remember it, but I'm wondering if they tried to make a U-turn to come back to the party.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was a big party. There was lots of people in the party. It was awesome. We watched you guys blow glass there, which was amazing.
That I would like to see.
Yes, they do a great job there.
So yes, tell us what's going on. Do you have that flyer?
I do have the flyer in front of me, and I texted it to you guys. But
can you just talk for about like 3 or 4 minutes? Just keep talking.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say this year is our 22nd annual 420 party, and obviously I've been in business here in Pinellas County for 29 years. So Purple Haze has been around for a long time. When I opened up my store 29 years ago, I think there was 10 stores in Pinellas County total. But this year, our 420 party is going to be on Thursday 420 as well as Friday 421 for those of you that cannot show up on Thursday.
Nice.
It's
going to
be noon till 10, so it's going to be an all-day event. The reggae band that we have playing is called Eruption. They've been playing for me for, 25-plus years. We also have DJ Black Pearl is going to be playing the music as well, so he's going to keep everybody dancing.
Do they have anything online, Eruption?
It's Eruption. Eruption. And it's a reggae band.
Do you see something, Bobby?
They have really good reggae music.
Guess what? We're going to play a song with your permission.
That's great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Right.
Where's the location?
It's
going to
be at 10999 Seminole Boulevard in Largo, Florida.
Okay, great.
And that's where it's going to happen at. And we're going to have, like I said, live music. We're going to have glass blowing. Now, the two glass blowers that are going to be glowing blast is going to be Hatchet as well as Chris. And if you want to look them up on Instagram, it's Glass Torch Life is Chris's Instagram. And then the Uniballer, T-H-E-U-N-A Baller, B-A-L-L-E-R, is Hatchet's Instagram. They're two excellent glass blowers, and they can actually make glass for you as you wait, any colors that you want. So,
that's fantastic.
Awesome.
Do you need anybody to help you with your computer or a website?
Not right now, but it never fails. When I say something like that, it always happens later on.
Right,
because we have a lady here that's an excellent website designer, and she also puts a digital footprint on your for your Facebook and such like that. That's her expertise.
And that is important.
It's important today.
I mean, half my business is online.
Right.
You know, if they don't know you're there, no matter how good you are, you know.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to put, if with your permission, Leo, of course, we're going to do a digital push as part of our radio show because she's hired to work for us
okay.
on a monthly basis on what we need done for our clients. And guess what? Leo, you're going to be the first one. We're going to do a digital push for the 420 show with your permission.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome, of course.
Good. All right. So, guys, you got to go check out Purple Haze on 420 and 421. And what times is the party starting?
It starts at noon, and it's over at 10. And it is family-friendly. We're definitely going to have food, beverages, and beer.
The food last year, is it going to be the same people?
It's going to be a different group of people right now, but it's going to be just as good.
The food last year?
It was phenomenal. We got barbecue.
Yeah, they make it fresh to order, right? So, like, it came hot out of the grease or however they do it.
But to be honest, what a way with words you have.
But don't yes. you agree? Yeah, yeah. Don't you agree that, sure like, when good. Food is fresh out of the
grease? Oh, when it's hot and it's...
Right. Yeah. That was everything that came from that vendor that you hired, Leo, was fantastic.
But this year is even going to be better, right?
Yeah.
This year's going to be even better.
What type of food do they serve?
I try to improve on things.
Yeah, why not? Do you have that song?
Oh, I was going to say the band again because we have another call.
Very but what's the name call. Of the band?
Eruption.
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 And you have Tamara with Second Chance, the film from last week.
Okay, we're going to... Oh, yeah, Leo, guess who we have on? Could you just stay on and listen to what this lady says? Like, you know, like, I think you can really relate to this. And if you don't mind me saying this, I'll say it, and then you can say, hey, why'd you say that? But Leo was fixing his boat, and tell him what happened, Leo.
Oh, when I got my ass zapped?
Yes.
I was underneath the dock working on some electrical, thinking that the electric was actually shut off, and ended up grabbing a hot leg, and I was stuck on the cables for 60 seconds, and then... finally let go, but at that time I was not there, and I sank, and I drowned as well. So I got electrocuted and drowned, and then my wife jumped in and pulled me over to the neighbor's dock, and 3.5 days later I woke up in cardiac ICU at Bayfront, so they got me back to life.
That's amazing.
Guess what the name of this lady, if you just could stay on a little bit, you don't have to stay on the whole time, but with this lady, she's directed her own movie, right? And she's the director and the producer.
Okay.
And it's actually in theaters. And guess what the name of the movie is, Leo?
What is it?
Second Chance.
Yeah, I definitely had one for sure.
And here she is.
And here she is. Just listen, Leo. Ask her any question you want, Leo. And what's
Tamara,
her first name?
Welcome to the show.
Tamara, how Hi. Are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
Did you hear what Leo said about getting where he got electrocuted and drowned and then
yes,
more? Is
yes,
that would you wow. call that a second chance?
Oh yeah, a big second chance, I would say.
So tell Leo, and if Leo you have a question for her, right? Tell people about your movie and how they can watch it and what the theme behind the movie is.
Okay. It was in the Gasparilla Film Festival in Tampa. It was the premiere. Right now, it's going to be in Film Festival. So it's not in the regular movie theater yet.
But in film festivals.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what's the theme of the movie, Second Chance?
It's about four people that went through a rehabilitation, a drug rehabilitation program. And when they come out, they start looking for jobs, and nobody wants to hire them because they were addicts. And, I mean, they already had finished the program, no? So this nonprofit that is called the Portico give them a second chance, give them the opportunity to learn new skills and get a job in their cafe.
So that sounds like an inspiring movie, something that's uplifting and something that people would want to go and see.
Right. Leo, do you have a question for her?
No, not sure.
Not sure, okay. But Leo's second chance was different because he got a second chance at life, right? So some people that have drug addictions where they hit rock bottom and they lose hope.
Oh, yes. It's the same thing.
Right, it's the same thing because when, when you're hopeless, right, if someone commits suicide, right, the whole theory behind the suicide is they are hopeless. Exactly. So what people need is hope.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And the participant in my movie said, before I start filming the movie, I asked them why they want to be part of the movie. And they said that since they were able to overcome this very difficult moment of their life, they want other people that are in the same situation as they were to have the hope they can do it.
Did you film this and produce this yourself?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, everything.
Yeah, and then
that's great.
Can this be asked, or is it none of? How much was the investment on your part to put this film together?
Was a lot of time, a lot of love, and not too much money. I was working 3 years in the movie, and I may spend $1,000 3 years. So average $350 per year. That for a movie is nothing.
But no, that is nothing. For
that means
movie.
You really did everything yourself then, or had volunteers.
That's right.
Yes, I did. I did everything myself because nobody wanted to work for free. So I ended up doing the post-production, color correction, sound, everything.
So a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into this production.
Yes.
And were all four successful that got the second chance at life? Do you know some people, you know the word reborn? To be reborn. That's in Christianity. You're reborn to a spiritual way of living. But even when you just get hope and you get from a life where you're on drugs and alcohol that have brought you to rock bottom where you're not being responsible, right? You actually get reborn. You can even use that word to be reborn, and now you have a second chance at life.
Yeah.
There's always hope.
There's always hope.
There's always hope. No matter how low somebody feels that they've gone, there's always hope.
Leo, do you know of anybody that got a second chance at life?
I know several people. Obviously, I'm in the smoke shop industry, and I get a lot of people that come in who have been addicted or are currently addicted. And sometimes they have to hit that rock bottom to understand that there is life afterwards, you know.
Right, it's consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people just basically they have to hit that rock bottom to understand that there was always a second chance, you know.
Wow, that's true. And then, like, that's the thing. If someone doesn't have consequences, that's why they don't change. And what happens is that's called enabling.
Enabling.
Right, so someone thinks they're helping a person that's addicted to drugs or alcohol, but really, by not letting them hit bottom, you're actually doing more harm to the person than helping them.
Yeah, but you want to keep them safe so nothing really happens to them before.
But at some point, maybe not, though, even that.
I know.
Right? Because how are they going to change if there's no consequences?
They need to have a big motivation.
Yeah.
Right.
In my movie, two participants, actually three of the four participants, were separated from their children by the state because they were at. Yeah. So that was their motivation to overcome their addiction, to go get their kids back.
Right. And some people say that you only can get clean or sober for yourself. And I never agreed with that. That's like when I text you, I'll text you family. Did you notice that? Because especially you're a mom, Tammy, right? So like more moms than dads. I'm not saying dads don't care.
Yeah.
But moms just have this natural ability for protection. They call it like the mama bear syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'll say to Tammy sometimes, the reason why we want to succeed, could you say this, is not for ourselves, even though you want to succeed for yourself, don't get me wrong. But because you care about your family, and like with Tammy, it would be like the mama bear syndrome.
Well, it's all part of your life. You know, your children are part of your life.
They give you a purpose, right?
Yeah, so you want to get your life back, basically.
Right, like how old is your daughter, Leo?
She is 5.
Unbelievable. Right? What do you think of that, like giving you purpose in life, knowing you have a 5-year-old daughter?
Well, I'm at this point in time, I'm 61 years old, and I never had a kid And at 55 years old, I decided to have one. And I'll tell you what, it was a game changer.
That's, well, I'm about your age, so that's, I don't think it's going to happen with me, but, but that's amazing that you've had a child at your age.
Because right.
I'm going to be 60 in a few weeks. So, yeah,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and then it gives you purpose, right, Tammy?
Absolutely.
Like, how would you describe being a mama bear, what it means to be a mama bear?
That's your life. That's my life.
It's your life. You probably don't even think of
it. Actually,
you
know. I think it. You're selfless. Mm-hmm. When right. it comes to kids.
Yeah.
Right. So then could you say, like, you want your kids to have a better life than you did?
For
right?
sure.
I right. think most people, that's right. their main goal.
And why? And then why do you work, right? Like it says in the Bible, it says, by the sweat of your brow that God will provide, right? And then you get purpose from working, right?
Well, not always, but sometimes.
I know.
I've worked as foot press operator in factories. That wasn't fulfilling. But you can get a job that's fulfilling.
Right.
And can change your life.
Right. Leo, what do you think about when you hire someone and you find out they're not working or they're not doing what you suggest? How does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel miserable, and I get really disappointed. We just had an employee that we hired 3 weeks ago. Yeah. First day she came in on time and everything was good, and we had really good intentions, and she seemed like everything was going to be good, and then all of a sudden she went haywire and didn't show up, and then she called up a week later and said, hey, I'm sorry, I had some issues, can I start back again? I'm like, sure, let's start you back again. Took her back in a second time, so I did give her a second chance.
Wow, good point.
Yeah,
and
first
the same
day,
thing happened.
Yeah, first day she showed up on time. Second day she showed up an hour late. Second day she showed up an hour and 15 minutes late, to the point where I let it go on for a whole week. And I said, you know, I finally said to her, I don't think it's going to work out. And she sat there with her mouth open and her and like staring at me. She goes, I don't understand. And I said, I don't think you're ready yet. So when you're ready and you want to work and you're going to be here on time, I'll give you a third chance, you know. But sometimes you got to give somebody a second chance and a third chance for sure.
Yeah,
right.
And sometimes it's worth it, and sometimes it doesn't work out.
Right, and then like with Tammy, like I'm using her or you, or me or you, Leo. Sometimes we have to be responsible because there are consequences.
Absolutely, I dock their pay. No, I'm teasing.
No,
I don't.
But you get what
but
I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, absolutely, you're right.
Right, at some point. You have to have where this movie's all about is if you look at each four people that she documented, I guarantee you one thing that all four had in common, they hit rock bottom. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And how can you hit rock bottom? Now, if someone handed them a credit card and said, hey, we're going to pay all your bills and pay for your drugs and stuff, could they have hit rock bottom?
No. They really...
No, because there are consequences.
And there's different rock bottoms. There's
right.
people that end up on the street. There's probably somebody that's a professional that has money in the bank, but they're just so in such a horrible state that was their rock bottom.
Right. Why does a millionaire commit suicide, right?
It's all
different. It's not about money sometimes, right? It's about being hopeless.
Yeah. Some people, when they're using, if they have money and they don't have to worry about money, it's a curse because they keep on doing it. There's nothing to... You know, but maybe they feel so bad at the end or so sick physically that they just can't do it. So that's their rock bottom.
Would you say the word is change? That if something's not working, right, wouldn't common sense, if you looked up the word, I want to curse, but if you looked up the word common sense, if you see something's not working, what's the one word you would have to do? Change!
But a lot of people can't change or they don't want to. But some people can.
What's the definition of insanity? Anybody know?
Doing the same thing over and expecting different results.
Right.
Like I come here every week and I get on the radio and I keep expecting no teas.
Right. Or shall we take our quick traffic
break?
Yes, let's stay on the... Leo, can you stay with us, please?
For a few more minutes, yes.
Okay. Yes, and then that's Purple Haze. Can we play this song?
We have Purple Haze. Is it spelled with an E?
It's an I.
Yeah, I can't find it on YouTube. So,
let's play
Purple Haze.
We're gonna play Purple Haze, the song.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Looking for a great haircut at a great price and a caring atmosphere? Then stop into Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. All haircuts are $10, and perms, cuts, and styles are only $45. Even a color cut and style is only $45. Please call June at 727-238-6007. That's 727-238-6007 for Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. 546 here on the Brian Cash Call Show. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. Currently in Pinellas County, we're just looking at a two incidents here. We got northbound I-275 just before Roosevelt Boulevard, a crash blocking the right lane. Going on down south towards St. Petersburg. Southbound I-275, the ramp to 38th Avenue North. We have a small wreck there in the shoulder as well. Heading on over to Hillsboro. Southbound I-275, just before Sly Avenue, the right shoulder block there, and some additional heavy volume because of the construction. And going on up into Pasco, just a normal blockage, US 301 at the junction there with State Road 39 going into downtown Zephyr Hills. Got a little slowdown in both directions there, but no accidents to report. Looking at tonight, low of 65, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high of 85, a little warmer. Current temperatures, Zephyr Hills, 83 degrees. Dade City, 81. And here in downtown Clearwater, 78 degrees. More of the Brian Cash Claw Show coming up right after this. Jelly Beans, ice cream and treats. Has the food and desserts that'll make you smile. From burgers...
Hey Tampa Bay, this is Austin from Taylor Pressure Washing, providing you with professional exterior cleaning services for residential or commercial. We pressure wash exterior surfaces, driveways, pool decks, windows, patios, sidings of homes, sidewalks, roof cleaning, fences, and gutter cleaning. Please give us a call or text today at 727-612-8123. That is 727-612-8123.
Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counsel. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
All right, so today's traffic report was brought to us by Leo from Purple Haze. Got to go check them out on 420 and 421 in Seminole.
Thank you, Leo. Hey, Leo, you there? Is he still there?
I think Leo had to go.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so whether you guys... And then the young lady that did the Second Chance movie. So I want you to, you guys each want to make $50?
I would love to make $50.
Okay. You guys both ready? So our message today on Second Chances, right?
Yeah.
So the next guest, if you, God, is it odd or is it God? If you guys can guess the name. Now this woman is a web designer. And what she does is give you a digital footprint on Yelp and all that stuff. She's an expert, right? So does anybody here need any digital website stuff? Let me know, because I have somebody here that's an expert. But if you want to make $50, keep in mind the message of today's show. Who can guess what her name is?
Try Mary.
Huh?
Mary?
No. Your chance, young lady, there from the movie industry, Second
Tamara.
Chance. Tamara. Guess her name.
Victoria.
No.
Victorious, but that's not it.
But guess, this is crazy. We said it at least 15 times during the interview today. Her name is Hope.
Oh, okay.
Is that amazing?
That's right.
Right. So tell people what your name is and what you do, and let Leo or this young lady talk about the Second Chance movie, where people get a second chance at life. They get to be reborn. That this lady documented and developed her own movie, and it's at the film festival. And her whole purpose of her movie is not to, you tell people don't quit before the miracle happens.
Yeah.
Right? To believe in yourself. Right?
Yes.
And even if you're going through tough times, what you say to yourself is, this too shall pass. Anyhow, Hope, go ahead. What is the odds? I just can't get this out of my head. Hope, go ahead.
There is hope. My name is Hope Hatfield, and I'm a co-owner of MicroBiz Consulting and Services, and
I
help businesses get on the web.
Well, welcome. So tell us about your business.
Sure. Small business. We started about 8 years ago, based here in Tampa. We now have 4 people. We work mostly with small to medium-sized businesses.
Okay.
We do web design, lead generation, digital marketing, basically anything that has to do with businesses getting their online presence and getting lead generation.
And that is so important.
It is important, especially in this day and age. You can't compete unless you're online. So
I having an antique shop, I wasn't much on that. And somebody did, got the website up and running, and through Google and different sites, and it has changed my business. I would say 75% of the people, also the coupon book, people come in, but a lot of it is online, and people come in and said, we saw you online, we saw your reviews, that you were good, and they come in.
And that's Red Rooster Antiques on US 19.
In Clearwater.
So what would you suggest, like, let's say someone has just opened a new business, and so how could they come to you, and what would you suggest the first thing that they would do?
Sure. So what we suggest is 3 things right off the bat: Facebook page, a Google My Business page, and a website. Why? Because where do people go to find you and check your credibility, right?
Right.
They're going to search for you on Google, and then for credibility, they're going to look on your website, which has all kinds of information, and then most people are on Facebook. Why do we want you to have a website, not just Facebook? Because Facebook can shut you down in a moment, right?
Right.
So that's why that's the first 3 things that we suggest.
So how do you, and when you just start a website, how do you get traffic to find you to come to your website?
Sure. That's a very good question. Yeah. Because there's millions of websites, right?
Right.
So some people think you just throw one out there and you're going to get traffic. That's not true. So what we do is we take a look at your niche market. And where are the people that need your service?
Right.
Are they hanging out on Facebook? Are they on social media? Are they watching TikTok videos? Are they doing Google searches? Are they doing searches for mobile? So what we do is we take a profile of your business, find out where that your niche market is, and then we're going to basically put things out there, whether it's videos or YouTube or SEO or social media ads, things like that. So.
Oh, very cool. So what is SEO exactly?
Yeah, so everybody asks that. Yeah, what is this SEO thing? Yeah, what is this SEO thing? So basically, SEO is all about trying to get your business to be seen highest in any search engine,
right,
whether
right.
it's Safari, whether it's Google. Google, of course, is 80%. So, for example, if someone needs, if they want to do pizza and they're new in the area, they're going to go to Google and they're going to say, pizza near me,
right?
Yeah, so that's Google, right? So that's SEO. So it's making sure that what people search for matches up so that they can find you.
All right.
And you make sure that they get a good listing so people are actually coming to their site.
Absolutely.
And that's... Right. And that entails, I don't know, because that's your biz, but you must have all the tricks of the trade and know how to do that.
We try.
Yeah.
So, there's a, Google has about 1,000 different factors for rating, ranking people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost impossible to keep up with all of it. But, we do a pretty good job. We want to make sure that, that your Google My Business profile, your Facebook, anything that you have, your YouTube videos, that everything is optimized. So that Google can see it, Bing can see it, things like
now,
that.
Now, if I have my system, you could tie it all together, too.
That is correct.
And probably show me how to access it better than I am, because I know I'm terrible with the website. When they call up, they constantly call up, which is fine, people wanting to know things, but I'm not so adept on the website answering questions all the time, messaging back and forth, because you're busy.
Of course.
So that's an important thing, so I'll have to talk to you after this.
Yeah, I'll be here.
That's great.
So,
And also on Facebook, how does that work? How do you get like more people to see you?
Sure. Yeah, Facebook is, if you think about it, you know, Facebook has to make money, right? It's free.
Right.
Yeah. So over the years, they've really made it hard to organically get traffic, get people to see you. So we can help you with ads. We make sure that your posts have the right hashtags. That's a little pound sign things.
Yeah.
We try to get you in the groups. So for instance, if you're a carpenter or into construction or a real estate agent, then there's going to be all kinds of Facebook groups that deal with, you know, people who like do-it-yourself people or people who are in the community like Dunedin, Largo, Oldsmar. Mm-hmm. So we get you into those groups so that you're active, that, you know, you're not doing things that break the group rules because you can get booted out for that, but just ways to make sure that people are aware of you.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
So do you actually like manage people's pages or do you just teach them how to do it?
All of the above.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So you know what you're doing, Hope. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for about 15 years.
That's a long time. So you know you know what to do.
Yeah.
I can definitely attest to Facebook groups. Actually, I know several people that have started like just small businesses that's where all of their people come from.
Yeah.
Is Facebook
groups. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The different groups, like actually the girl who used to be next to you, she did the desserts and things, the cake pops.
Oh yes.
And all
I,
of that.
I can't think of her name.
She
right now.
Christine, no.
I can't think of her.
Anyway, Whittle Chocolate was the name of her, but she moved out of her storefront. But anyway, she's only doing Facebook, like advertising, and that's what her whole business is right now.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And, you know, Facebook is the answer to a lot of businesses, but, you know, if your business caters to a younger crowd, it might be Instagram or it might be TikTok.
Right, TikTok is big.
Yeah, TikTok is big, so, yeah.
They had hearings about TikTok just the other day about that, whether they are going to allow them to keep going.
Yeah.
Congressional or something. Yeah, I don't know. Something debate.
Yeah, there's always a debate. Yeah.
Well, but, you know, the thing is, I think we're always being watched. It doesn't really matter
if you have
a phone, you're being watched. Yes. So just either don't have one or.
Well, maybe they could help me out and let me know what I'm doing.
Right? All right, Holly. So how can someone get in contact with you?
Sure.
I'm sorry I called you Holly.
Okay.
It's Hope.
There is hope, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let Second Chance say something.
Second Chance.
Tamara.
Yes,
Hi, Tamara. What would you like to say in closing? Thank you so much for being with us today, by the way.
I'm going to be next week.
She's coming live to the radio show tomorrow.
All right. So how can somebody, like what film festival is coming up that someone can go see your movie?
Right now it's extended to Chicago. So for the local, Florida festival, I have to wait until next year to show it there because I need to submit it this year. But almost sure we're going to do a screening here in Tampa at the Portico, the nonprofit that I made the documentary about. Maybe next week I'll have more information.
Yeah, let us know you have more information.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, and we hope you can join us again. Thank you, Tamara. Are you still there, Leo?
Yes.
Thank you so
much. Thank you,
Leo. For being there. What would you like to say in closing?
Well, in closing, I just want to kind of remind everybody that the 420, it's a big, big day for us. And if they could kind of let their friends know and their families know to come on out to 10999 Central Boulevard in Largo, Florida, I guarantee great time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Leo. And Hope, how can we contact you?
Sure. You can call us at 813-586-1531 or go to our website at microbiz.com. So it's microbiz.com.
All right. Thank you so much. And thank you, Adam, at Red Rooster
Antiques.
Come and see
us.
Everybody have a great day. Tampa Bay.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.